following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Being able to attach a face to a name is important. It enhances our relationships, the way we do business. Unfortunately, meeting all your clients and colleagues in person, these days it's almost impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. It's incredible. It lets you meet face-to-face from anywhere in the world. You're in Santa Barbara. I'm in Albany, New York. Hey, we're in the same room. Quit playing with your tie. I can see it. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in a group HD video. That's it. You can see your attendees eye to eye, and I mean it's clear. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. Plus, GoToMeeting is easy to set up, simple to use. I used it recently and couldn't believe the clarity of picture. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners get it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin. You need face-to-face time to seal the deal. GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. I kind of think this is, you know, a holiday because it's the first day of Big Daddy's vacation as he is probably on a flight right now. And I have to wonder because, Daddy's a big guy, but I know other big guys, bulky guys. Some guys are big, bulky, strong guys. Then there's Daddy. So I got questions for our co-host today, Lauren Kaiser, former Husker, Farwell Panther, St. Paul Wildcat. He's in studio. Good morning, big fella.
Morning.
Now, you ever have, when you guys went on flights for the Husker team, did you ever have anybody that had trouble getting in a seat?
Not really. I mean, most of the time they would, I'd put two to a row.
I know Daddy, I don't think he's ever had to go with the extended seat belt. Which I know, so you have to buckle your seatbelt. Well, some of the planes aren't big enough, so they give you the extension to the seatbelt.
That's every big guy's, you know, fear. The next time you take that plane flight, you can find out how big you've actually gotten.
Now you're obviously a big fella, but no. Trimming down. I've seen it.
Yeah, you gave
me that diet excuse here not too long ago. You've had to be in flights. Now Daddy's going out of the country to do some kind of a bucket list thing. I don't know if it's deep sea fishing, but I assume that's what it is when you're going where he's going. But you've flown even farther. So, I mean, you've been on a plane like for an 11-hour stretch.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable is that?
Miserable.
What's the worst part?
Well, the worst part is you can't sleep on a plane because pretty much the back of the seat comes up about halfway up your back. So you got no headrest. You know, in order to fly first class, it's like triple the cost of a coach, you know, ticket. Yeah. But the biggest fear of all is making sure that you don't have to go to the bathroom on that plane. Because, when it's an 11-hour flight, there ain't much action that happens on that plane. And they're going to notice a larger individual get up and go squeeze himself into that bathroom. And then they're all going to notice when you come out. So it's...
Okay. Well, and I can imagine, if it's an 11-hour flight, I'm sorry. If it's Daddy, if it's you, it's me. They might put a movie on, but you might want a beverage or seven. And then eventually you might have to go use the facility.
Well, that's the worst part is that, you know, they'll show, a couple sitcoms. And they'll show a movie. And then they'll put a map of the world up. And they'll show the Atlanta airport, and they'll draw a red line to Santiago, Chile, and it just bleeps, and it shows where your plane's at, and that line doesn't I mean, that dot doesn't move. It doesn't seem like it moves.
Folks, I can't even imagine 11 hours on a plane. I don't know. Nurses, probably, with the 12-hour shifts. There are people that work those 3 12-hour shifts or 4 12-hour shifts. And you can squeeze a lunch in there. But can you imagine that whole time being on an airplane?
And being huge at the same time.
And not going to the bathroom. one single time. Lauren Kaiser is going to be with us as the co-host on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We've just confirmed with Terry Comstock. He's going to join us on the program. He is the head boys basketball coach at South Sioux City. And they are coming in tomorrow for the Heartland Hoops Classic. And we will have all of those games for you on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So South Sioux City, they're going to be the main draw. They got Mike Gasell, who is outside of the young man Okoye, who came in and played for Omaha Central with Kearney this last week. Gasell is looked at as the best player in the state. Now, whether that's still the case with these Central boys, I don't know. That was they're a special club. But anyway, they're coming in. They play Grand Island. It's the next-to-last game at 7:30 on Saturday night. So we'll talk with the coach about his ball club, what it's like when you have really one special athlete. Let's face it, South Sioux City is not a dynasty. They've gotten better. Their girls have been a dynasty. They've always had different players go Division I, but really this is the first shot for the boys. And we'll talk with him. We'll also talk with Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com today. Lauren, you kind of were in a similar situation. I mean, St. Paul, Ogard was right before you, right? Jeff mm-hmm. Ogard got the Division I, went to Nebraska. But, I mean, if you're playing in a non-Class A school or a very small Class B, I mean, if you're the Division I recruit, there aren't a whole lot of Division I recruits walking around the halls of Class C and D schools. what was that experience like? It's a lot different today, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you're starting to see a lot of kids that have they know they're going to have a better chance to go if they can get themselves to a bigger school. And you kind of saw that back when I was playing. But, I mean, if you think about that stretch, there was a lot of kids when I was going to high school that, you know, went Division I or to some big Division II schools, you know. There's a lot of guys that came down here and played at UNK out of that class that I was in. And there was a couple of us, you know, Brandon Wardini also went down and played at Lincoln. And Jeff Ogart was still down there when I got there. And, you know, Jay Christensen, who had a good career at UNK. You know, there's quite a few guys that, you know, came out. And there still are a few guys coming out of there, so.
I think small schools, for some it may be right now. You look at the run Ravenna's going through. They've got kids that are going places. You look, I mean, pick who you want. It may be a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It may be a once-in-a-generation deal. But St. Paul definitely had that stretch there. And I think every, like I said, maybe it was the 60s for some school around here, and maybe they're due again. But that's a fun time. You have great teams. You won a state basketball championship. And I wanted to look this up. Wearing double zero. By the way, I was at St. Paul for the conference tournament, and that was just this past Monday. And I made sure when I was walking out of the gym that right above the beautiful entrance there still are the pictures of the, was it back-to-back state tournaments?
Yep.
Was that how it went? One state championship and one runner-up?
Yep.
Was that the case? And to date you, that was 95, 96?
95 was a title and 96 was a runner-up.
And that was when Kogel played at Grand Island Central Catholic. That was the big rivalry for you guys.
Yeah,
so
him and Strand.
He was okay.
Yeah.
Went on to UNK. So I think you see with the kids these days, I mean, you are looking at so many kids going places now that that you never would have thought of. And the walk-on program for Nebraska, there's been a lot of talk about that. You're still tight with the program. You still try to make as many functions as you can. And I know it's different for everybody that from a Sioux to a, you know, third string kicker that barely ever saw the field. I would put you in the middle of that with the great career that you had. What about the decision for these kids, whether they go Division I, try that walk on at Nebraska, or take a scholarship somewhere else, whether it's UNK, Northwest Missouri State? That's gonna be a tough decision for these kids.
You know it is, and it's all gonna come down to their personality. I mean, do you want to go and play somewhere and make an impact, or do you want to go give it a chance? You know, because a lot of those guys, I mean, they bust their butt and they make that team, and a lot of them. I mean, I played with a lot of guys that came in as walk-ons that contributed a lot. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys that played and earned their scholarship, all that kind of stuff. And I think that walk-on program's great. I'm glad they got it all souped back up again, and they're putting a lot of emphasis on it. But, you know, I know that it's tough for a lot of these other schools that are hoping to get those guys, but you can't blame the kid for wanting to go and take a stab at it, because every one of us growing up, you watch them on TV, it's all everybody talks about. That is what Nebraska's about, and to have a chance to be part of that, if you've got the chance, not very many people get that chance, so, you know, a lot of people seize the opportunity.
You only get one shot.
Yeah, exactly.
You make one decision, and a lot of attention is going to be played and paid attention to Riker Fife. He's getting a lot of play here, because let's face it, the last walk-on quarterback to get a legit start, if I got my stats here right, was Carney's Monte Cristo against Texas, like in 97. Matt Turman got a start and turned around and handed the ball off to LP the whole football game, I believe it was. I mean, it's not that they're not a great athlete. They actually have to get a shot. They're going in against 4- and 5-star, 3-star, whatever you want to say, athletes. I think quarterback is the toughest position. Like we said, you go in as a lineman, there's going to be 4 or 5 starting lineman spots. You're going to rotate through. You're going to get a chance to – you're going to have more of a chance to – there's only one quarterback.
Exactly. I mean, I agree. But, again, I can't blame the guy.
Oh, I'm not blaming the guy at all.
He's a fantastic quarterback, too. I mean, I think he's got a legitimate shot. You got, what's that kid out of Aurora?
Yeah, Garrett Johns. Well, you had Brockmeyer last year. Now you got Garrett Johns going this year. You had Rodriguez coming out. Aurora's got a little pipeline going
on
now, too.
But, if you look at what they've got, though, at Nebraska, I mean, nobody really knows until, you know, the spring game, what do we have coming up?
And that's why so many people attend. Folks, if you've got a question, a comment, want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Can I throw one in real quick, Doug? You remember those blooper shows like where they would go up and interview the athletes, and they'd have the microphone that stunk real bad, so when they put it in their face? Were they using Tony's breath?
Are you too close to the daddy microphone? We're gonna have to switch you out.
We might have to. Can I use that one over there?
We'll switch that. We'll switch you with the guest microphone. Well, I try not to bring it up too often on the show, but our producers, which is Jeff, and before that it was Merritt and Crazy Chris and Derek and all the folks that are in there, he brings a bevy of food and beverage into the program.
Yeah, there's like a whole chicken stuck in the stuff.
Daddy's on vacation. Lauren Kaiser is filling in. Again, the email address, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. You can give us a call at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jim Otto is the most famous person to ever wear 00. There's not a lot of 00s. Did you ever play against anybody with a 00?
No. There's a few zeros out there.
Yeah?
I remember, was that Othello Meadows?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, no, not very many 00s.
Very few 00s, and a lot of the schools, when they bought their new uniforms now, they kind of put them to bed, put them to rest. I know Elm Creek has a 0. I think they have a 00. There's a couple 3 out there that I run across, but I can't remember any kid. The girls never wear it, and the guys, I can't remember a 00 for quite a while. So maybe you were the last great high school athlete to wear a 00.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do know that I was going through what some people call a growth spurt at that point in time, and just happened to be ordering jerseys that same time. And I remember Coach Peters and Coach Wells, we were just joking around about it one day, and they said, you should throw on the 00. And so, lo and behold, they went to Lincoln Tent and Awning and got a 00 jersey.
It is so, so great. Now, 91 is the number you wore for the Huskers. They just gave it to you, or did you eventually get to pick it?
No, I got to pick that one. I wore it in the Shrine Bowl, and then when I got there as a red shirt, they just throw you a number then, and they threw me, like, 88, and that was awesome. You know, who wears 88 as a...
You're a tight end if you're wearing 88.
Well, but then you got Ding Dong Vandenbosch, who wore 83 or something like that. So I guess I shouldn't go too far into making fun of the 88s playing DN. But
well, according to SI.com, Sergei Fedorov is the most famous person to wear number 91, a hockey player. Runner-up?
It's hockey, Doug.
Dennis Rodman. Would you? And then there's also worthy of consideration Kevin Green with the long flowing locks. There's your football player that wore number 91. More Kevin Green or more Dennis Rodman outside of the wedding dress?
Kevin Green.
I thought
what night?
Warren Kaiser was with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's filling in for the big fella. Coming up on the show, we're going to chat with South Sioux City boys basketball coach Terry Comstock in the second half of the show. We're going to get into some wrestling with Ross Halford. He is the man that created HuskerMat.com and covers high school wrestling daily across the state of Nebraska. And he'll join us here momentarily in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, whatever you're looking for, they can take care of you. Go to thinkmidway.com for the very latest. You can view everything that they have on their lot, what's coming in, what is in. That way you're ready to go. You can try some online financing if you need that. Credit applications are there. Specials on their page. You can go to thinkmidway.com for their service coupons. Folks, whether you go in and see them in person or get on the website first, they're always there for you. At Midway, they are looking to take care of their customers every day. And maybe you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle. You can go in to their Mopar Quick Lube, in and out, less than 30 minutes without an appointment, and you're on your way at the Midway Auto Dealership. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. If you haven't ordered your Valentine's roses from 1-800-Flowers.com yet, do it now. This Valentine's, wower. 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got a wide selection. You can send your Valentine. Now, deliveries can still make it in time for Valentine's, but you gotta hurry. Hey, last year, some people called me. Dude, we waited too long. Don't wait. Now, we've got a special offer. 1-800-Flowers.com, special offer. My listeners, only valid until midnight on Friday. You order a dozen roses, get a free vase for $29.99. $10 more, you get 18 roses with a box of chocolates. It's a last-minute offer from 1-800-Flowers.com, only available until Friday at midnight. And come on, let's be honest. You're not going to be sentimental Friday at midnight. Get on the phone right now. Get on the ringer. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com. You can call them and mention my name or go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic upper right side and enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Colin. Deliveries can make it now for Valentine's, but you gotta hurry.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to AlterG.com. To see a video.
They aren't in the catbird seat to the playoffs yet, but the Tri-City Storm can see it. And they go into Fargo this weekend aiming to hang on to their newly earned playoff berth. But they need to keep winning to stay there. Two from Fargo this weekend. And this is a change from the original broadcast schedule. Both games are on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, Friday, 7:15 pregame, and Saturday, 6:45 pregame.
Mostly lingering cloudiness and a chance for some flurries around early today, followed by some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures will stay fairly steady with a north wind staying gusty. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 8 below zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 18 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lauren Kaiser filling in for the Big Daddy today. And glad to have him along with us. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. He's heading this way. Going to be catching some district wrestling in our area before he heads back east tomorrow. Folks, it is time to get to Troutman's as you get ready. I mean, football's done. You're depressed. Just because football only lasts half the year doesn't mean that the great food that you enjoy during it has to last half the year, because Troutman's Quality Meats has ribeye steaks $10.79, New York strips $10.29, ground chuck $4.49 a pound. And you know what? It's the best you're going to find. It's the best that there is. That's why Kerry takes the time to take care of you, the customers. And they've just put in some ring bologna into the smokehouse, so it'll be ready for you to pick up tomorrow. Valentine's weekend is here. Load up on the food you want to make for your significant other, whether you're the missus cooking it up for the guy, whether you're the guy cooking it up for the wife or the girlfriend. What's better to get your romantic evening off to a great start, like Jeff's going to do with his lady, by getting a great meal? And don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. Have the best. Show her you care. Troutman's, or him. Show him or her, whoever your significant other is, at Troutman's. Again, tomorrow, check out the smokehouse. Today, everything is there for you. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. They've got fresh frozen seafood available as well. At Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend. Coming up later on the show, Lauren's going to talk about Rob Gronkowski. And even Daddy and I, of course, anytime somebody's got their shirt off, Daddy's all for it. So that's why we don't bring
especially
it up.
Especially male.
Ross Alford joins us here from HuskerMat.com, the busiest weekend of the year. I think this is busier than state, because once you get to state, you're there, and everybody's there. And Ross joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Well, it's great to catch up with you. And, folks, you can go to HuskerMat.com and check out all the great content on there, as I've done. You've been pretty busy this week trying to find out, pen to paper, where the great matchups are and who's going to qualify and get where to state. Let's just start at the top, Ross. The toughest district in the state this weekend is where?
I don't know. I've kind of gone back and forth on that, and it seems like, unlike in past years, that maybe there's not a – you know, there's not that one district where you say, you know, I have to go there. And that kind of is why I set up my schedule, you know, this week to, you know, actually go to several different districts. C4 today should have some nice matchups as well. And then out to Gothenburg tomorrow to watch the B4 semifinals, and then back down at 80 over to C3 finals at Centennial tomorrow as well. So it's pretty balanced this year, especially with the new Class A restructuring that they've gone to in terms of the state finish last year kind of dictates, you know, which district that you're in as well. So fairly balanced, and same with Class B and C and D. So I think anywhere you go, I think you're going to find great matches and lots of action. So
Kearney and Grand Island are both hosting districts, so they've got two of the four. Let's start with the A4. Looks like Tom McCann and Denny Miller won't have any problem cruising to a district title here in this A4 district.
No, I don't think so. You know, there's several other quality teams. Omaha Central's got a nice kind of core of 5, 6, 7 kids that are pretty solid. And then, but yeah, you're right. I mean, Kearney is definitely the favorite out of that district, no question about it. You know, in A1, you know, you have Grand Island, which seems to be really hitting stride right now, and I expect both of those teams to bring 10, 11, 12 wrestlers down to Omaha coming out of their respective districts. So
Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com joins us again. Grand Island's number one, Kearney's three in the state. To expect close to all. I don't know that any. I didn't see you predicted that any team's going to take their whole squad down this year. How have the, I guess, for lack of a better term, suspensions of a couple of the Grand Island kids going to affect their team? They've missed some kids here for the last 3 weeks, I guess, of the season.
You know what? They've actually rebounded pretty nicely from that with Westerby. You know, not their 82. At first, I thought, well, you know, that's a significant loss, and it still is. But they've had the 182 backup. I believe his name's Harris Talanzik, who actually you know enters the ratings after a big win this past Monday. But you know, he's done a really nice job, and honestly, now looking at that situation, the drop off is fairly minimal, and I think that they had enough of a lead on Omaha Brook right now, where as long as they come down to Omaha and wrestle like they're capable of, maybe that says something for the program that you can lose a kid the quality of Coleman Westerby and really not have much of a drop off at all. They've done a nice job with that situation and have rebounded really nicely.
Most of the teams in the area that are in Class B are going to York. A handful are going to Gothenburg, where you've selected Cozad to win. But how about that B3? That's where defending state champion Central City is.
Yeah, it really is a nice district. Again, balance across the state in B this year. You know, I think typically in the past couple of years, you've always been able to say, well, you know, B2 is where it's at, and that's, of course, up in Blair, this weekend. But really very balanced, and in fact, I really think if you look at all the B districts, probably B4, who's taken some flack in the last couple of years, they've been kind of in a down cycle. They've rebounded nicely this year. They may have the best depth out of all the Class B districts this year as well, but certainly the B3 district, you've got quality with, as you mentioned, Sumter City, Aurora. You have Grand Island Northwest. You should be right in that team mix as well, and then other teams that really bring some nice individuals. Skyler, Fairbury, another team that not a lot of people know about at this time, but they really do have some good quality kids. Get 5 or 6 down to Omaha. So it should be, again, a great district out at York, and I'm sure they'll do a good job running that tournament out there as well as a host. So.
Talking with Ross Halford here of HuskerMatt.com on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Districts get underway today. Before we take a quick look at C&D, and Ross will join us again on our Wrestling Rally show Sunday, which will be held on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 3 o'clock. I think this is the 14th year or so that we've done that. Are there any schools in our listening area, Ross? You mentioned Northwest. Their program continues to grow. They've always had a couple of kids that seem to do some good things at state, but now their team is starting to grow. Is there another school that's making that jump, whose program, like a Central City, like a Wood River 3 or 4 years ago, this year is making that jump?
If you're referring to Class B, correct?
Well, any school around here.
Yeah, any school around there. Well, I think in general, I'm not sure how many Cozad listeners you have out in the audience there, but really Cozad has kind of been a traditional state power over the years, but through the last couple of years, they really took a step back as well, and I really see them on the upswing, and certainly, again, I think they're the favorite out in Class B4 with the type of team that they have this year. Lots of quality up and down the lineup as well, but I guess that would probably be my kind of pick as far as somebody that's certainly making a move up the state ladder, so.
Unfortunately, Kearney Catholic is hosting a C district, but hardly anybody from the listening area is in that district. I mean, you're looking at Loomis Bertrand and Ord. Sergeant Burwell is a good hour and a half away from here. Most of the schools are in that C3 at Centennial. What do you see out of those two districts that catches your eye? Because it looks like the C4 does have a pretty solid race there with Sergeant and Valentine and even Kearney Catholic's in the top 10.
Yeah, and you know it's great. I think that the West District this year is kind of centrally located, if you will, because in the past they've certainly had that district a little further out. It was maybe not a trip that you could easily make and go out and see some teams that you haven't seen. But that's one of the reasons why I'll be there this afternoon. I look at it as an opportunity to see some of those teams that you mentioned, the Valentine and Sergeant Burwell. Should be a awesome team race. I expect that one to come down to the last couple of matches. I'd be surprised if it didn't. Both quality teams as well. And keep an eye today. I mean, a big match. I highlighted it in the feature that I put out last night about top matches today. Fought from Ord and Flaster from Ainsworth. Met about a month or so ago. Both state rated, and Flaster got a quick pin on Fox, but that's probably the premier match in the state today, as far as the quarterfinal matches go. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that match and several others today too. Sergeant Burwell has the work cut out for them today too. They've got several, kind of make or break matches in these quarterfinals today, and critically important. If you're in a 4 or 5 seed, most of the time, if you lose that match, you're going to have a 2 or 3 seed on the way back through in that heartbreak round. And a lot of times you don't want to be in that situation. Usually if you can win that 4-5 match, you're going to have a 6 seed on the way back, and typically the 6 seed is somebody that a 4-5 usually beats in most cases. But critical matches today. In fact, I'd go so far as to say there's a couple of kids out there, if you just look at the whole state today, if they lose that 4-5 match today, they're basically eliminated from contention because they're so far behind the 2 and 3 wrestler that they would have to wrestle on the way back that that just, you know, they'd have to catch somebody and pin them or something like that. So very, very important matches today. Don't underestimate how critical these are.
A couple questions left here for Ross Halford of Husker. Matt, I'll be at the D3 tomorrow. Just about every Class D school in our listening area is at that, or as we call it, the Amherst Invitational. At least this year it's at Elm Creek, so it won't be on Amherst home mat. But is there anything that we should be looking for in that meet, in that D3 meet?
I would look for Amherst to just stomp the field. I mean, they're so far head and shoulders above the rest of that district. And again, certainly, you know, they do get a lot of flack. Typically, the D3 district not recognized as, you know, the toughest district in the state as well. But you know, Amherst will do what they're capable of, which is to go out and dominate. You know, that district certainly as well, and I expect them to have a lot of champions. And we talked on Sunday, you know, up and down the lineup, they should bring 10, 11 kids down to Omaha, and a lot of district champions have that. So that's your big storyline out there.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, and this brings us to what I wanted to know here in our last question. This is from Mark. He says, have you heard anything about Christian Berry wrestling at districts because of his concussion from Adams Central? And after you answer that, I guess you can expound on any other injuries that kids either are or are back or are not going to be able to go, but start with Christian.
Yeah, well, Christian Berry, he's a returning state champ from Adams Central. He's a senior. He got dinged up. In fact, at High Plains, it was in early January. In fact, I was at that tournament, and he had a comfortable lead in the finals, and got dinged up a little bit. And as far as I know, I mean, he certainly entered in the district, so I guess that's a good sign. Typically, if you're not going to wrestle, you maybe would, you know, have somebody else fill in the spot for you, give another kid an opportunity. And they do have, you know, a quality couple JV kids at that weight behind him. So since he's entered at the district, I would expect that he'll be good to go. I know his teammate Logan Klein also a little bit dinged up too, but it looks like he's entered, and I think he's the top seed out at 20 at B3. As far as other injuries, I think probably most significant, you know, Omaha's got Zane Sackett, senior, state runner-up a year ago as well, and he unfortunately had a knee injury earlier on in the year, and he's not entered in for the district as well. But you know, those are kind of the forefront of what I saw, and I did kind of make a notebook out of some of those injuries. You hate to speculate because if you don't know all the situation, but you know, that's kind of what I can glean out of looking at these district entries. So expect Christian Berry to get the go.
Well, Ross, we'll let you go and talk to you again on Sunday on our wrestling rally. Always appreciate the insight, and folks can go to HuskerMat.com for the very latest forums, your articles, results, and so much more. So enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday.
Hey, Beck, I wanted to also mention that on the Twitter as well, that we've got the hashtags this weekend for all your kind of water cooler Twitter. It's just basically the hashtag, number sign. It's NEB Wrestle, and right now it's working really well. And so if you're on the Twitter and you want to kind of join in on the conversation wherever you're at, you just use hashtag NEB Wrestle on any of your tweets that you put out. And I think it should be a great way to communicate. Again, a lot of posts already out there with that hashtag. So just wanted to let your listeners know that they can use that this weekend if they're on the Twitter.
Hey, great stuff, Ross. Appreciate the info. Again, thanks so much, and we'll let everybody know. Talk to you Sunday.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Ross Halford from HuskerMatt.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show again. We'll be at the D3 Finals tomorrow in Elm Creek starting at 2 o'clock, 98.9 FM, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Same story for Sunday with the Wrestling Rally, and it will start at 3 on Sunday. Doug and Daddy Show, Lauren Kaiser stepping in. You were a basketball player, but not much of a wrestler. But St. Paul's got some good wrestling going on right now. So
yeah, that's what I've heard.
Did you have any well, Ogard was a wrestler.
Yeah.
He was state champ.
Yeah, he was actually a really good wrestler.
Big boy.
That's just one thing I was terrible at, wrestling. Yeah, I mean, I was horrible. That and synchronized swimming, which is it's terrible.
When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to get a football player's perspective here. Of course, after leaving Nebraska, Lauren was invited to Detroit Lions camp. And the thing is, they were bad. You would have had like a 10-year career with a bad team.
Yeah, well, I got cut from the worst team in the National Football League. Which is pretty awesome.
But now they're a lot better. Your buddy Kyle VandenBosch is one of the reasons why. But you were at the last New England Patriots. Wow. Last New England Patriots Super Bowl loss. And you've got a little perspective on Rob Gronkowski. So we'll get into that. We'll talk to Terry Comstock at South Sioux City, their boys basketball coach. It's coming up when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Get in the zone.
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
It's here.
February 85.
Right. Februenny's on at Subway restaurants. Right now, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong starting at 7 a.m. Even the savory steak and cheese and the Italian BMT made the way you want. Hurry in while Februenny is on.
At Subway.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax are applicable. Excludes premium sandwiches. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The NBA on ESPN Radio. Derrick Rose and the Bulls lead the way in the Eastern Conference and are ready to bring the NBA championship back to Chicago. Back to Chicago.
Rose down the lane to the rim. Right in through the foul.
Now they head to Boston to face Pierce, Garnett, Allen, and the Celtics. Celtics. The Big Three are looking to make one more run at an NBA title.
Boston hosting the Bulls Sunday afternoon at 1:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly lingering cloudiness and a chance for some flurries around early today, followed by some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures will stay fairly steady with a north wind staying gusty. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 8 below zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18 degrees.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 0091, depending on when you knew Lauren Kaiser. He is joining us here as our co-host as Daddy's on vacation. It's time for a T&L Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system with T&L, well, the choice is simple. The T&L system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest T&L dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, it's proven technology that works. And the University of Nebraska is starting to look at 2013. There might be some in-state talent. Josh Banderas is apparently, according to Rivals.com, the best player out there in the state of Nebraska. The Lincoln Southwest product is number 185 on the Rivals.com. Lauren Kaiser with us. They didn't have Scout.com and Rivals.com when you were being recruited, were they?
I don't think so.
I mean, you didn't have a star. You weren't a two-star, three-star. I'll stop there.
No, I don't. I don't think I got very many stars.
Oh, the former Husker Lauren Kaiser with us here. Some other kids that are out there. Again, if you go to Husker Online, you can read a couple of stories about kids that have connections to Nebraska, and I guess that's what we see so much of. God, this kid is good. Is there any connection to the school? Well, there you go. There's a connection for this kid. There's a connection for that kid. They're also going through an in-state tour. Don't forget Sean Callahan will be making his trip across the listening area, and that's going to be very, very soon, less than 2 weeks away. On the 20th, he is in McCook. Then the 21st, Hastings. The 22nd, Kearney at Fanatics. Hastings Bullseye. And the 23rd, Grand Island, once again at the golf course at Indian Head. And you can find out more on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com for Sean Callahan. There's your T&L Husker recruiting update. Okay, I want to get back to this. You were telling me that you've been listening a little bit to sports talk. Thank you so much, by the way. Television, radio, whatever it is. And you might have a little unique perspective on this whole Rob Gronkowski thing, which I just figured, you know what? There wasn't a lot to talk about the day. They talked about the football game the day after the Super Bowl. Then that very next day, the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, is automatic dead time because football's done and every sports talk show is going, okay, we baseball starting in. What's going on in basketball? Because I haven't paid attention since it started. So this story comes out about Gronkowski and the team partying, but him out there dancing, eventually he takes his shirt off in the TMZ era. Somebody had a phone video of it. And now
Tony takes his shirt off in O'Malley's like every week.
Oh, it's just, it doesn't matter where he's at. It's brutal.
I just think it's, it just goes to show you, I mean, how many morons are actually out there. I mean, what do you expect him to do? You know, go back to his house and bake a pie? I mean, it's just, it baffles me that, you know, those guys just got done reaching the pinnacle. I mean, that's what they all play for. You get there. I mean, they didn't win, but they didn't. It's not like they got just hammered. I mean, they played a pretty decent game.
They weren't the St. Louis Rams.
Right.
They had a good season.
I mean, and so, and then you take a guy, what is he, 22, 23?
Yeah, just getting into the league. And best year ever by a tight end.
Right. I mean, he absolutely crushed it. He had a high ankle sprain, which I don't know if anybody's ever had one of those, but those are horrible. So, you know, the guy is just giving blood, sweat, tears, everything he's got. You lose the game. Okay, you lose the game. You know, in the locker room afterwards, you're probably bawling a little bit. You know, you're hanging out with your buds, you're shaking your head, somber. This thing is all pre-planned. I mean, this thing is all set out and done. When I was there, to, you know, Russ was, Hochstein was playing with the Patriots back then. He was able to get us in to that deal. And this thing's set up for a victory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something you can just change on a dime. I mean,
and here's the, if we win, the party is at this hotel. And if we lose, then it's at this warehouse.
Yeah, go back and bake a pie. You know, it's terrible. So this thing's all set up. You get to that place. And it's like a funeral in that place. And then everybody starts talking, hugging, then a few smiles get cracked, and, you know, then maybe, a couple beers come out, and, you know, guys start talking about how good the season was. You know, we did this good. And I guarantee you a lot of those older guys, you know, Matt Light, all those guys came over to him and said, hey, you know what, bud, we're here because of a lot of what you did. You know, a lot of what you did has contributed to this, us being, even getting here.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, it doesn't happen very often, so you better enjoy it while it happens or while it lasts. So, you know, and then, you know, there's a lot of those guys he might not ever play with again. not to mention ever get back to a Super Bowl with. And so, you know, they blow off some steam. They have a good time. Who cares? I mean, everybody does that. I mean, I'll guarantee you diehard Patriot fans that were watching the game, they were probably ticked off for about, what, you know, half hour, and they probably got back into the sodas, and things started rolling again. And, yeah. I mean, I just think it's dumb. And, you know, then they're calling out Wes Welker. They're calling out Brady. I mean, really, guys, you've been to the Super Bowl 5 times in, what, 10 years? It's crazy.
It is crazy, and I can't understand why. I'm with you there. I think we have – it's almost a society question here, whether you're a partier or whether you're a non-partier. And then it's the term of party. Well, there's all kinds of different parties. But, yeah, this is a big culmination. Because I mean, when you lose the Super Bowl, you don't meet back at the motel. You don't meet back at the headquarters at Foxborough. All 53 of you, everybody finds their own way back.
Oh, yeah.
They may go back to the facility. They may have already had their locker cleared out. It may be a week. It may be never. You never know what's going to happen. They're never going to be together again. Those same people. And I don't know any other venue that's like that.
Even if you're a non-partier, I mean, what are you? I don't understand what you're supposed to do. I mean, is him partying after the game? Is that? Did that hurt the team at all? I mean, I can see him making a beef of it if it was the night before the game. Then you can tear him down if you want to. But, I mean, it's the game's over. It's all done, you know. Drown your sorrows. You know, maybe – who do we even know? Was he drunk?
Well, yeah, nobody knows that. No, nobody has brought that out. The whole thing is they're saying, wow, he was dancing, but yet for 2 weeks he could hardly walk. You think he was in the Super Bowl throwing the game?
Yeah, exactly. That guy played his heart out in that game.
It's just maybe New England didn't know, so they couldn't make a huge game plan around it. It's just it's insane. It's absolutely insane what went on with that. And again, I think in this day and age, when there's nothing to talk about, you have to find something to talk about.
Yeah, we were talking about Giselle. That's another thing about it. I mean, really.
Somebody's heckling you. You want a response. You got a response, and now you ran with it. It's just like this pink uniform thing in the girls' basketball game between Burke and Columbus, and now it has went nationwide, and it'll die down next week because there'll be something else to talk about. But well, knowing a little bit about celebrating, having fun, being very good, South Sioux City is part of the high school basketball tournament, not tournament, but classic, known as the Heartland Hoops Classic, which will be played tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. And making their debut in this will be South Sioux City, and we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head basketball coach of the Cardinals, Terry Comstock. And Terry, thanks so much for the time this morning on Doug and Daddy here on ESPN. Appreciate it, and how's things going? We're looking forward to seeing Mike and the rest of your team down here in Grand Island.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, things are going pretty well for us right now. We're kind of getting back into our stride of things. You know, after coming back from that Arizona trip, we kind of took a little lull there, and I think that kind of wore us out a little bit. But, you know, I think we're starting to play a little bit better basketball and kind of getting back into our groove. So hopefully we can put on a good show for you guys tomorrow night.
I'm guessing that with the girls having all the success that they had, once this special team came around, it made it a little easier to kind of figure out that you could go out of state and line up some of these things. Is that how it all kind of came down?
Yeah, you know, we're looking, you know, obviously with the success of the girls, we knew that they had gone to like Santa Barbara and Orlando and different places like that. And so once we knew that we were going to, you know, keep a team that was going to be around for a couple of years after winning a first state championship when our senior guys were so young, we started looking into doing something like that, and we actually got invited to the tournament out in Arizona, and you know, I think it all kind of fell into place from there. It was nice having Coach Flynn and Coach Fisher who went through those trips with the girls and being able to help us out and figure out, you know, financially how things were going to work and how, you know, that whole trip was going to come about.
Talking with Terry Comstock, he's the head boys basketball coach at South Sioux City. They are currently 10-3 on the season, and you have to play a basketball game tonight. Some of the schools don't, some of the schools do. How does that affect you? Play tonight, then you got to find a way to get on a bus and travel halfway across the state.
You know, we try not to think about it too much, but you know, it's definitely going to take a little bit of a toll on us. You know, it's not just playing a game tonight too. We also, you know, we play the number 6 team in Class B with Omaha Gross, and you know, another River City Conference rivalry, that sort of thing. And so, you know, it's going to be you know, quite an emotional game. And then, like you said, get on a bus and travel to Grand Island tomorrow. But you know, like I said, we've talked to our guys. We have some guys that are going on to play college athletics, and we've explained to them that if that's something that you want to do, if that's something you dream about playing, that this is something you have to get used to, being able to, you know, play in these types of atmospheres and play on, you know, a little bit of rest and that sort of thing, and you have no excuses.
What's the ride been like, Terry? I mean, you're the only guy that can probably tell the folks out there what it's like being able to watch Mike, and along with his teammates, watch him play every game. And I know it's not just him. We'll get to that in a sec. But he is a special, special talent.
Oh, he's a very special talent, you know, and it's been great to watch. And when I arrived here, he was in sixth grade. And, you know, we knew then that he was going to be a pretty good player. But at the time, I never thought he'd get to the level that he is right now. And it's been a very special ride to see. The work that he's put into his game has just been phenomenal, you know. And I've had the honor of getting to be on coaching staffs where we had Nate Funk, who played for Creighton, and you know, Clint Sargent, who's you know, playing in Germany right now. And so I got to see some of these guys, but I don't know if I've ever seen anybody with the work ethic that Mike has. And you know, if he feels like he didn't have a very good game, and as a coaching staff, we look and see he has, you know, he's had 25 points, 8 assists, you know, whatever. And but he doesn't feel like he had a very good game, then he's going to be in the gym that night and work on things that, you know, because he had, you know, one turnover or something like that. He's going to come in and do some ball handling, and or, you know, but he's just he lives by the motto that if he's not working, somebody else is, and they're going to get better while he's resting, and that just eats at him. So, you know, if you can get that, you know, into your system, you're going to be a special player.
How has he handled, if he's even had to worry about it, how's he handled the criticism about selecting Iowa over Nebraska, which, let's face it, at this time is like comparing an outhouse to an outhouse the way these teams are playing. I mean, unfortunately, wherever he goes, I hope he helps turn it around, and in this case, Iowa. Has he had to deal with much of that?
You know, not a ton. He's the little bit that he has, he's dealt with it very well, you know, and he's had some people asking him, you know, why would you choose a school that, you know, in recent years has not had very good history and things like that. And I think he is excited about not just him coming in, but with the class he has with Adam Woodbury and a couple other guards that they had coming in. So I think he's excited about the opportunity to come in and try and make something happen there. Really, the only razzing he has gotten was when Nebraska beat Iowa. He got on the bus, and the whole team was trying to go Big Red for him. So they were waiting for him on that one. But I think, you know, all in all, he's a very thick-skinned kid, and, you know, he hears it from every crowd that we go to, you know, about either choosing Iowa or, you know, different types of things, and I don't think there's not a whole lot that affects him.
For the fans that are going to be coming out to the Hoops Classic tomorrow, tell them about your team outside of Mike.
You know, we've got some very special kids. You know, we also have Austin Groth, who was a first-team All-State guard for us last year. You know, shooting the ball very well. He's coming off a little bit of an injury, but I think he's going to be, you know, ready to go for tomorrow night. You know, he's signed to play baseball at Creighton, so, you know, you're getting to play at another high level with an athlete. We have Caden Moore, who's also signed to play baseball at Iowa Western, and, you know, another great athlete. The one thing about our team is we're not going to be very big. Last year we had a 7-footer in Jose Bonilla, but when he graduated, we got pretty tiny pretty quick. And so we're going to, you know, we'll be, you know, quick. We'll be athletic. We have a couple other kids that come in and shoot the ball really well with Kobe Bausch and Sky Aldrich. And we have our big kid in the middle, Taylor Jensen, who has signed to play football at Wayne State. This is his first year of actually getting to play basketball because of injuries that he had. He tore his ACL twice. He broke his ankle one year. And so he's never gotten to play high school basketball until this year. But he's starting to get into his groove a little bit and trying to, you know, figure out where he fits in. And once he does that, I think, you know, we can be a little bit dangerous.
South Sioux City boys basketball coach Terry Comstock joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They will play Grand Island tomorrow night. You can hear the game on 98.9 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Finally, I guess, Terry, what was the selling point? Obviously, Tino Martinez and the crew wants to bring in the top talent in the state and get good basketball games, but you have to agree to this. What was the selling point?
You know, they had asked us for a couple years to come do this, but unfortunately we just always had a full schedule. And so when, Tino had asked us one more time to come in, we always wanted to. We just, like I said, we just couldn't fit it in because we had something. We were asked this year to go play up at the Target Center in Minneapolis, but, again, a full schedule wouldn't allow us to do that. So it was never like we didn't want to come out. We always wanted to, but this year we could actually get there because we had dropped a couple other teams that we had on our schedule, and we are very excited about the opportunity to come out. I've heard nothing but great things about the venue and about the crowd and everything about the tournament. It's just been very good. So, like I said, we're just very excited to have the opportunity to come out and play.
Well, you've played in some great and close basketball games this season, maybe the best game in the state when you played Norfolk just after Christmas. And I know Beatrice is the team that the kids will have their eyes on when you guys get to Lincoln.
Oh, you know, like we've had some great games this year. And like you said, that Norfolk game it was one of the best high school basketball games that I've been a part of. And, unfortunately, it didn't come out on our end. But I thought, the kids really learned a lot from that game. And, like you said, Beatrice, and really any team that we play in our conference is going to be a great game. So, it's just been a fun ride, this year and the last couple of years, and just excited to keep it going.
Well, Terry, we'll let you get back to your day. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we look forward to seeing you and your ball club at the Heartland Events Center tomorrow night.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry. Coach Terry Comstock, South Sioux City. They're 10-3 outside of that Vista Mesa basketball challenge where they went 2-2 down in Arizona, so 12-5 officially. The NSAA, we went through this with Centro's girls last year when they went to Florida. They didn't officially post their wins and losses out there. Lauren Kaiser filling in for Big Daddy, who's on vacation today. You guys never went out of state to play a game, did you?
Nope. No, we never did.
Your big game was Central Catholic?
Yeah, pretty much every year.
Award?
No. Actually, when I was a sophomore, Andy Markowski was a senior. That was a good game. And we still whooped them pretty bad.
I can't believe that's possible. They were better at their junior year. Anyway, all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Hi, it's the Herd. Our time is valuable. I know yours is. It's important to use every minute wisely. Why waste your time going to the post office, finding parking, then waiting in a line behind Gert? You don't have to. Get postage the instant you need it, right from your desk with Stamps.com. It's so convenient. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Print postage for any letter or any package 24/7 when you need it. Stamps.com. Listen, you're a small business. You want to look like a big business. It's Stamps.com. It's so easy to get started, and it looks professional. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. Your time's valuable. My time's valuable. Don't waste it at the post office. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio mic at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin, C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Friday means more high school basketball right here and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney High is at Lincoln Southwest, tip-off at 5:45. On the Classic Hits 98.9, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as Loomis is at Pleasanton at 6. And on 1230 AM KHAS, the St. Cecilia boys are at Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:45. And don't forget all the games from the Heartland Hoops Classic coming your way as well Saturday. It's high school hoops right here.
We'll see lingering cloudiness and a chance for some flurries around early today, followed by some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures will stay fairly steady with a north wind staying gusty. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 8 below zero. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Filling in for Big Daddy, former Husker great, Lauren Kaiser. Should we call you great or former Husker good?
Yeah, just former Husker works, probably.
According to your bio, which folks can go see with that awesome shaved head back in 2000, Notre Dame was your best game at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Was that your best game?
Probably.
Most fun game, though, was? Same one or?
Big 12 Championship, 99.
That was a real deal.
Yeah.
And you were also there when Davison made the catch.
Yeah.
That's also.
Is that who made that catch?
Yeah. He was in your class, or how'd that work with? He didn't redshirt, you did.
Right.
So he ended up getting out of there a year before you?
No. He was a year younger than me, but he didn't redshirt. So we went out at the same time.
So you got to hear about it all 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played intramural basketball together, and he's a good dude, though.
You know? Oh, yeah. We've had Matt on the show numerous times. Good guy. He got a little ego. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
And it's actually calmed down quite some bit.
You went into the Huskers right at the height of their greatness.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, it plateaued off. Are you to blame for this?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question, really, Doug.
Well, I think we've talked with you on the show before. Of course, when we're over at Husker Harvest Days, Lauren's pops in and on with us every once in a while. But I think this is one of Tony's favorite questions is, how did it, T.O. recruited you, or he was the coach, and he visited you
mm-hmm.
personally at your home?
Yes.
But then you're there a year, he's gone, and Frank takes over. A lot of Husker fans are always interested in that kind of stuff. How different really was it? Or didn't you get involved enough the first year to know how different it was?
No, I mean, it was different just because he wasn't, around. But as far as the way things were run, it was pretty much the same, especially on my side of it where Coach McBride pretty much, that's who I was with pretty much every day. So, nothing really changed from that standpoint. But, it's just one of those things that I really liked, Coach Solich. I thought everything was going good. I understand now why some people, didn't like him. But, the way your brother handled it, Mr. Peterson, and got him out of there, I don't think it was done the right way. I mean, he wasn't the showy figure that everybody wanted. The same reason he didn't hire Bo the first time, when they got rid of old what's-his-bucket, Callahan.
Yeah.
Who, I'll bet you anything, Callahan will be coaching. He'll be a head coach in the next 5 years somewhere.
Probably in the NFL.
Exactly. That's right. What I mean. That's what he's geared towards. I mean, he's a business guy. But, I thought that's why they kind of took him down. I think it was more of a recruiting thing. I mean, he was still getting the 9 wins. He was still doing all that stuff. Boom, he had that one year where they had a reason to let him go, and they got rid of him.
You mentioned Bill Callahan. Did you ever talk to him?
Yeah, I didn't meet him. He was, real nice. I mean, he was personable, but it wasn't an open door policy there. I think that's what ticked a lot of people off is before, you could just walk into that place and pretty much do whatever you wanted to. But, now if you look back on it, how much of that was his choice and how much of that had to do with, you know, the whole 9/11 stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, locking down the stadium a lot tighter and knowing who's coming in and out of there. And, you know, because, I mean, guys would show up all the time and they would bring seven buddies and, you know, eight family members, and it wasn't a big deal. And so that's what everybody got used to. And, of course, as soon as you try to implement change, there's always backlash. But
well, I guess the last question I'll ask you about football, what do you think about where they're at now? All of a sudden people are starting to question Coach Pelini, questioning this year's recruiting class, even though they're one of five, eight schools that have had this success at least over a four-year period here. We still got to give it some time, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's been...
I mean, look how many years they wanted to string up Coach Osborne. They wanted Coach McBride fired. You know, give them some time. Give them, you know, that's what's always been special about Nebraska is you don't want to fall into like those Patriot fans. Don't be those guys. You know, you still have the best quarterback. You still have, you know, the best receiver. I mean, look what you've got coming back. Yeah, you've got some holes to fill, but look how many draft choices they have coming up. Nebraska is just one of those things. That's what's great about Nebraska is the people. You know, they ride the ups and downs with you. As soon as you start getting you know, the backlash and the booing and all that stuff at the stadium, I mean, that's what just turns us into a normal program then. And I hope that doesn't happen, and I don't think it will happen. And I think Coach Pelini is the right guy. And I think the way that the kids believe in him and follow him, I think that explains it, you know, speaks for itself right there. It's just, you know, I think that you take – I mean, it might not even happen next year, but, you know, as long as there's – look at the question you asked everybody at the beginning of the season. How many games do you think Nebraska will win this year?
Yeah.
In order for you to be happy? Yeah. There were people saying 8, 9, maybe 10.
It's funny because, yeah, well, I thought 9-3 would be a good year, except when you lose.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just 1 and 2. I said, well, what? We had that discussion a lot of times on the show. How many? The fans said 10-2, 9-3, we'll be fine. And then they're 9-3, and yeah. The world's ending.
Yep, hang him outside the stadium.
It's incredible, and that's why we love it, because it is the best reality show out there. I will have to say, on a different note, I am so thankful that I had to do some basketball last night, even though they may not have been the closest games I've done all year. I didn't have to watch Nebraska play Michigan again. Everybody was throwing the boys up because they can't put it in the bucket. If I'm T.O., I'm looking at the rims today at the Devaney Center going, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What's going on? 32-12 for the women's game last night, and Nebraska's 13th in the country, and they had 12 points at halftime. They missed 17 in a row, which was more than the boys did the night before. 11 straight three-pointers, which was more than the guys did before. If you turned it on the Big Ten Network with 15 minutes and 20 seconds to go, the score was 41-14. Michigan leading Nebraska. The Huskers made a heck of a run to cut it to 8 with 2 minutes to go, but it was just too much to try and overcome, so the women fall in that. UN and they will play at Minnesota Monday. The men play at Penn State tomorrow. UNK is at Regis tonight. Metro tomorrow. They're without Mike Dentlinger. Torres MCL in practice this week, their top scorer. Quinston Reagans is also out, hurt his wrist last week, so it's going to be tough. The baseball for UNK and Hastings has been canceled. Alex Gordon, we told you he was looking to sign a deal, a one-year $4.775 million deal.
Ain't that something?
kind of like your signing bonus when you went to Lions camp?
Yeah, here's $5.
Oh, I want to get this story out, too, before we leave, because people just don't realize this. A couple more things. We talked about basketball. We talked about wrestling. The Storm tonight and tomorrow at Fargo. And those games will be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The USHL, when I saw this yesterday, I went, why? They've extended the regular season from 60 to 64 games.
Awesome.
Beginning next year, yeah. We need more of that. You went to the Lions, and this is the way it is. You're in training camp, and it doesn't matter if you're one of the first guys to get cut or you're on the last day. Tell the fans out there how that goes down, because it's very unceremonious and probably one of the most manhood-robbing moments, I would guess, of any football player's life. And I don't mean that, you know, I'm just kind of joking with that. But you've told me the story, and it doesn't matter if you're a 6-year vet, a 10-year vet, or a rookie just trying to make the team for the first time.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of, you know, that Hard Knocks show came out on HBO, and that actually does a real good, you know, job of portraying it. I mean, you're there, and you know, you're busting butt trying to do what you came there to do. And you can kind of eventually, even some of the guys that have been there a long time, you kind of start looking at the numbers of who's there, who's still in front of you, or how many guys are there. Then you start looking at, you even start looking at stuff like salaries, you know. Okay, is this guy maybe going to get cut because of salary cap reasons? But no, so after that last preseason game, they pretty much, I kind of did the Gronkowski thing and went out and had a good time because kind of
you
knew what was coming. But I got back to my hotel room at about 7 a.m., and that guy was – he was waiting there for me and said
– You couldn't avoid him?
Well, I mean, I walked into the hotel, and they were – I mean, all the rest of the guys were lined up in front, and they were all holding their suitcases, and you're just like, oh, boy. And so sure as could be, the Grim Reaper was standing right there, and he's like, Mr. Kaiser? Yeah. Need to clean out your locker and turn in your playbook. Detroit Lions are no longer in need of your services. All right, high five.
and they hand you a ticket?
Yeah, they hand you a ticket that says NFL, not for Lauren.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. It's not like Major League where they hand the red ticket in your locker, though.
Yeah, that would have been a lot cooler. I could have got a snake and did that whole little deal and painted the front of my locker.
You thought everything would be good. Folks, don't forget, our ESPN Radio Superstation Rewards Club is up and going. Start accumulating your points today because there's already a few prizes on there, and shortly there'll be even more, including RFA tickets at returns to the Vieira Event Center. Gilbert Ivel, Houston Alexander are headlining the main event. You into UFC and all this?
I'll watch it. I mean, it's kind of something to watch. I mean, there's no heavyweight boxing to watch anymore, so...
It is definitely catching on, and today RFA2 added Maurice Smith, one of the legends, to their fight card for this event coming up at the Vieira Event Center on March 30th. Gilbert Ivel and Houston Alexander will be the light heavyweight division fight. Folks, so when you sign up for our rewards club, and there'll be more than RFA, maybe that's not your deal, there'll be a whole lot out there. When you join, you get 500 bonus points, 100 more when you sign up for the mobile rewards club, 10 points every day you log in, and then more for fan polls, quizzes, and a lot more. We're getting underway with our Rewards Club members. We want you to be a part of it. ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, let's wrap it up. Lauren Kaiser, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Doug.
Anything else you want? I know you got a busy day tomorrow because, just like Tony always has to do, he's got to take care of Mama. You got like a grand opening tomorrow for Mama's business.
Yeah, wife opened up a new spray tanning business here in town called K-Girl Spray Tanning. It's inside Olivia Salon down downtown Kearney on the bricks. My wife hates it when I say that. No, but it's actually pretty cool. You know, it's a customized, you know, she does all the tanning right there. It's not a machine that you stand in and have to turn around and do all that stuff. And it's been going real good, and she's getting a lot of people that are giving her a lot of compliments.
I can't wait. That's tomorrow, downtown Kearney. We got to get Daddy over there.
Oh.
That's a lot of spray.
Well, I was going to say, we're going to have to order some more spray or something. I actually had one of the guys I work with. This is the kind of people I work with. He just wanted to spray tan his legs.
Well, you are in the ag business, and we and we do love that. Folks, we want to thank Terry Comstock, head boys basketball coach at South Sioux City, Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. Best of luck to the wrestlers this weekend. Final weekend for some of the basketball teams as they head into postseason. Sub-districts begin next week. We'll get into all of that Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We'll talk to you from the Heartland Hoops Classic.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.